built up a shell, and it's hard as armor. It seems like every step I take up, the drummer comes along with the breath I take up. But you ain't doing nothing if you don't have haters. So welcome you to do it in your name.
Into today's subject. Well, you know, today's subject is about kind of like about Facebook and some of the stuff that's come out on Facebook and what people do on Facebook and just like, you know, all the hating that's going on. So I'd like to welcome you all to the show, and I'd like to welcome my panel. We've got Renee in the house. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
And we've got Chris. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. And Sean, he's with us too.
What it is? Oh.
What the hell was that? Okay, we don't allow dogs on the show, Sean. Oh, well, all right. Not the four-legged kind anyway. Are you there, Sean? He must have muted us.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I heard you. That wasn't funny.
Oh, my God. Get rid of that dog.
It's a puppy.
How do you know?
Because of the bark.
Really? I don't care. It's the four-legged kind. We can't let that be. You know what I mean? Like, no. Only the two-legged kind are allowed to come on the show.
Look at you.
Well, you know, got to start it all out right. Well, I guess I don't know what he's doing. Hopefully he's taking care of the dog because he's not saying anything. So, okay. So, Renee, you know what? I'm going to start with you. Why don't you, for a bit of a change, because I'm kind of frazzled, why don't you tell us the Facebook story about the so-called bigamy situation?
Oh. Well, from what I gather, the woman is claiming, this wife is claiming to have found out that her supposed husband was married or getting married, and she found out on Facebook.
Well, he got married, and she found the wedding pictures on the other woman's Facebook page. So she knew about the other woman. She suspected that there was another woman. She had already gotten the information. That's how she went to the Facebook page to check her out, to see who she is and get information. And lo and behold, when she goes to the site, she finds wedding photos of him and this woman.
Well, that's our version.
Well, right. Now, there's some claim or some dispute that they got married in Italy, was it Italy? I think it was Italy.
I believe it was Italy, and that the marriage, I guess, certificate was never filed.
Right.
But, I mean, technically, I know people right here in the United States who've gotten married, who actually had a wedding and never filed their certificate, actually shredded it. There was no proof of it, so therefore they're not married.
Well, no, there is proof of it because they're apparently entered in a book in Italy, but apparently they were supposed to do something when they returned to the U.S. and they may not have done it. It seems to be a big, huge dispute. But nevertheless, I mean, they were living like man and wife. In fact, when all this happened, she just gave birth to their second child. So, I mean, I'm not sure what the courts are going to do about it. And then to make things worse, apparently he's now kidnapped those two kids, or that's the allegation. They're not with her, they're with him in Florida. And I believe she's up in Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, wow, what a story. I mean, I can't even imagine the shock of, you know, going to the so-called other woman's page and finding wedding photos there.
How would you know to go to the other woman's page?
Well, she apparently already knew she already knew the name and everything. Whatever had transpired, she already knew he was cheating on her or suspected him of cheating on her or whatever the case may be. And we just had someone else join us. Who joined us?
I don't know. Who joined you?
Oh, my God. Hey, how are you? Boy, you've been lost for several weeks now.
Yeah. I guess at this particular time, at certain days, I haven't been available, let's say.
Yeah, I know. That whole commitment thing, I know.
Oh, the men commitment. Oh, here we go. As soon as I get on the radio.
Well, you know it. I mean, you don't expect to get a free ride around here now.
Oh, hell
you?
No. Hell
all right.
No.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much you heard, Joe. Did you hear the story that I just told about the Facebook
page? No, I just got
here. Okay. Well, the story is that a woman in Ohio was married to a guy. They got married in Italy. Now, there's some dispute right now on whether or not their marriage is actually valid. Apparently, they didn't file some sort of papers or something that they were supposed to, file in the U.S. But nevertheless, they were living together as man and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, she gave birth to their second child when she already knew that he was cheating or whatever. She had already gotten the woman's name or whatever the case may be. She goes to her Facebook page to sort of scope her out or check her out or whatever. And lo and behold, when she goes on the page, she sees wedding pictures of him and this other woman.
Oh, I read about that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Yeah. And so since then, apparently he's also kidnapped the kids. He now has both children in Florida. So now her lawyers and the authorities are trying to get the children back. I don't know. It's really messed up. But the whole issue is, or what we're trying to discuss today is, we're kind of doing a grab bag of things. We're doing Facebook and some of the stuff that comes out on Facebook and some of the haters on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And then we're, yeah, just kind of that whole kind of thing. Wherever it goes, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, why do people have anything on Facebook or MySpace anyway? I don't have any of those pages up. It's to me, it'd be a lot of typing. A lot of strangers would be coming in. And what are you going to do, even if you have somebody that's typing to you, and let's say you like them, but they're thousands of miles away? What are you going to do anyway?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that Facebook is maybe I'm wrong. You guys enlighten me. But I didn't think that Facebook was necessarily kind of like a hookup thing. I mean, I only put up a page, I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, for the show, and that's it. I actually resisted Facebook up until people told me, no, for, you know, the show, you've got to be on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I have noticed that there's a difference. But I didn't think that Facebook was really kind of like a hookup thing. Aren't you supposed to be kind of... like, the people that are your friends are on Facebook are the people you actually know? Like, I don't have anyone on my Facebook that I don't actually know.
No. If you go to anybody's Facebook page, they'll have dozens of people they don't know saying, I'm your friend, just like over here on Blog Talk Radio. They see, let's say you're an attractive woman, and they'll, some guy will write to you, and a bunch of guys will be surfing Facebook, and they'll say, hey, you know, how you doing? What you up to? And maybe somebody will write back, well, I'm into this and this and this, and then they'll take a look at the pictures, and then they'll spread out from there. Facebook is being used commercially now to make some people some money, but in terms of social acquaintances, why?
Okay, but my point is this. You have the right to... turn people down. I mean, if it's someone you don't know or whatever, wouldn't you just turn them down?
But that requires a lot of work. You have to keep going back to your Facebook page, and then you probably have to go inside your admin panel, and then you have to delete them, and then you have
No, because nobody can become your friend unless you accept them. You have to accept them.
Oh, well, then that still requires work. Well, but the thing is, to me, is I don't talk to anybody that I... long distance. You got to be face to face with me, otherwise, what's the use?
That's true too.
Well, okay. Let me throw a monkey wrench into the works. I mean, so maybe we're long distance, but maybe we're not that long distance that I wouldn't be able to spend time with you, or what if I potentially wanted to move if we really fell in love? Like, as an example, I'm in Toronto. So, for example, anything in the Buffalo area, whatever, could be pickings for me, let's say. Or in the, if we go the other way, down the Windsor way, you know, the Detroit area. I mean, I'm just saying, right? Those aren't kind of like...
Definitely the Detroit area.
I guess you're in Detroit.
Okay, I know I'm going to get a whole shitload of emails now, but I'm just trying to make a point, right, that it's only, you know, a couple hours drive, or what is it, Sean, 3 hours?
I did it in three.
Right. So.
3 hours. Oh, my God.
3 hours.
Right.
I went
and he can come up by train, or I could go there by train. And like, I'm just saying, like, you know, whatever. Anyway. Whatever.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people, families that connect on Facebook, where families are all over the place. So, I mean, it's not just solely for, you know, hooking up with someone. There are a lot of people who use it just as a family, a way of connecting with family. They post all of, like, family reunion type things there, because my family does it, but I don't have a Facebook. account.
Yeah, yeah. We
so a lot of people use it. What'd you say,
Chris? I said we organized the whole class reunion using Facebook. It was
a lot of
300 people though.
Yeah, well, that's a purpose
right.
for it. I mean, that makes it a useful purpose. But a lot of people just put up a MySpace and Facebook and leave it alone and then collect a lot of friends and then start talking back and forth to people and showing pictures and then, you know, getting really attracted.
Well, those are the addicts. Those are the junkies, Facebook junkies, and I think they exist, definitely.
Well, you got 23, what do you have, 23 million people on Facebook now? I mean, there's a lot of addicts.
My question is, why would you even try to hook up over the internet in the first place? I mean, whether you can make it to wherever the other person is or not, why would you do that?
Dude.
And if you did hook up, why post it and put it on your page?
Well, you'd be surprised.
Stupid.
One out of every seven marriages in 2007 was done through internet connection.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. And listen, I mean, this is a whole nother topic, which I actually wanted to do a show on internet dating, but since you brought it up, I actually do not have a negative view of it, and several years ago, I did join a certain site or whatever and met people through it, never had a bad experience, and quite frankly, I'll tell you this, you know, rather than going to, like, to me, I mean, but you have to be smart about how you do it, right?
You have to
be really smart
yep.
about how you do it. For example, you know, I would speak on that page for, let's say, a month or two. Then we'd graduate to, at that time I used to use MSN Messenger, so then we'd be on MSN Messenger for another month or two. Then eventually I'd give you the phone number, or I'd take yours, whatever the case may be. Then we'd be on the phone for a while. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a long, I drew out the process. Like, I really wanted to get to know who I was speaking to. And I found that you actually, now, not everybody's into that. I agree. There's people that, you know, I had girlfriends who, you know, would meet somebody, and then the next night they'd be out for coffee and, well, whatever. And
well,
then
who,
that was
what
it.
Are their
and
names?
I never saw the person again. I have actually long-term relationships that started from the internet. People who I consider my friends, who have been my friends now for years, that started via the internet, but like I said, you have to be smart about it.
Forget about the long-term relationship. What are the name of your girlfriends that hooked up in 1 minute?
I'm not going to tell you the names.
Oh,
come on now.
All
right. I could tell you a couple names. I could tell you one name.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that do that, and it's really funny because then the girlfriends would come to me and they go, I don't understand. Like, how is it that, you know, you've got all these, like, guys and, you know, you're talking to these people and like, I went and, like, never heard from them again. I go, well, okay, like, you don't, like, hook up the minute you start talking and, you know, whatever. Like, that to me is bullshit. But if you compare it, let's say, to the bar scene,
mm-hmm.
I found that doing it via internet is so much better if you do it my way. Because in the bar scene, what are people doing? They're picking people up when they're drunk or whatever, going home with them at the end of the night, blah, blah, blah. Well, what the hell? You could be with a psycho just the same. And quite frankly, in that setting, you've got the whole issue of sex. Whereas when you're doing it my way, and I specify my way, you don't have that conversation. Sex doesn't play into it because you're getting to know the person.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
But
so you're not like dropping into bed with them right off the hop.
Okay, well, check this out. I met this young lady, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6. I'm not quite sure. And I met her on the internet, and we kind of like kicked it, and you know, talked and emailed each other. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we exchanged numbers maybe within 2 or 3 nights.
You're fading out.
If I'm not mistaken, we exchanged numbers, and it wasn't too much, it wasn't that long after I met her that we exchanged numbers, and, you know, we had some interesting conversations, and we talked about sex and threesomes and, you know, the whole nine, but after I actually met her, you know, my whole outlook, it was different.
Oh,
it was totally different. You know,
know what I'm saying? I mean, but don't get me wrong. Now, I still want to do my threesome with her. But, you know, I have a little bit more respect for her now.
So, I mean, you know, even though we're on the subject of today's show is hating on Facebook, it's not all hating. It's some good that comes out of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you do have your haters on here.
Well, what do you mean haters. That you looked at her differently once you met her?
Well, once I met her, I mean, it was like maybe, I don't know, it was a few years before we actually met face-to-face. You know, and once we actually met face-to-face, you know, it was like, wow, she cooler than a fan, man. She all right. You know, she would be super cool if she drunk beer and smoked weed. But she don't smoke weed. So she's just cool. You know what I'm saying?
And if she gave you sex when you went up to meet her, right?
Huh?
Wherever you went to meet her.
What'd
you
say?
And if she had given you
sex. Yeah, of course.
If she would have given it to me, that would have been fine. I would respect her in the morning because we have been talking off and on. Well, I didn't say off and on, but we keep in touch with each other. We communicate, you know, via text message, email, or whatever, you know, and we have a nice rapport between us. I mean, she's good people. So, you know, if she would have gave it to me the first time I went up there, I think I'm going to say no when I, yeah, no, yes, I'm on that, I'm with it. You want to give it to me, fine, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, baby.
That's sweet, that funky stuff, give it to me.
Oh, okay.
That's
all
right. That's right. I'm just saying,
you
know, if you meet someone on the internet and y'all can have a general conversation and vibe and really talk and get into some, you know, some good conversation, then when y'all finally meet and she wanna give it up, that's fine. I mean, do the damn thing. Y'all grown. It's all
right,
good.
But that's
what
I'm
saying.
You gotta do it the right way. Not just like, oh, today I'm, you know, on Facebook or whatever network, and I start chatting with you, and by tonight we're having coffee, and then I'm dropping into bed with you. I mean, that's, to me, craziness. Like, that just doesn't work.
Right.
Well, that's
that
the kind
work.
Of craziness that I like.
Exactly. Okay. So now, Taz.
Yeah, I mean, this thing about long, yes. Like I said, it is long-distance stuff. I've had it for a brief while. I met a couple of, you know, chicks here on Blog Talk. I maintain a platonic relationship with them. They don't know anything about me still because I knew it was going to go nowhere, even though the sexual tension was there. And the whole principle is the same. If you're going to meet somebody on Facebook or anywhere long distance, because you've had pen pal relationships, now you're going to if you're going to string it out, as far as I'm concerned, for longer than a couple of weeks, because when you're doing things long distance and you're not meeting, you do build up romantic fantasies about one another. You do reveal yourselves in letters, and now through electronic media, a lot faster and a lot more deeply than you would have before. And that chemistry has to be there when you meet. And I'm not dragging anything out longer than 2 weeks, probably not even 2 weeks.
All right. Well, you wouldn't be on my list. That's for damn sure.
Certainly.
You know what? Everybody's different. Everyone's different, and I guess the people who can connect that way, they're going to connect with people who are interested in, you know, connecting that way, the same type of thing. For me, it's more important to have the face-to-face connection. To be able to put my hands on that person, to be able to see them, because words really don't mean too much to me. You can tell me all kinds of things, and yes, if we're just talking about you, then yeah, I'm listening and I understand that, but there's so many people who've lied to me, to my face. Mm-hmm. It seems like the computer gives them more of an element of disguise, and I know that's not true in every case.
But see, Renee, I'm saying that you graduate, right? You go from the computer.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
And you have.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just biased.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you have a great opportunity with time to bust them in their lies, to catch them in their lies, because all you're doing is talking, right? Like I said, mm-hmm. you have to be smart about it. In fact, you know, the biggest liars I've come across and had to deal with were people that I actually met in person and became friends with. So, mm-hmm. nah, that's just, I don't know. Chris, we haven't heard from you. What do you got to say on this subject?
Well, I think the Internet is cool. Like, when I first separated from my wife, shit, Internet became booty call central. I mean, it was accidental. It was all accidental. I mean, because I had, what website was that? I think it was Black People, Black Planet, yeah. And, I put a picture up there and everything, and it's some chick, she lived down the street. I didn't even know it at the time, but she had saw my picture, started, you know, and I think that started at, like, 1 that afternoon. By 6:30, she was topless in my bed.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I ain't have sex with her. I ain't have sex with her, though, because when she took her shirt off, she had too many PSIs.
Oh, no. Can we have any show that does not deal with these stupid PSIs? Okay. Whatever. Chris.
No, but, I also met my best friend, who I consider my best friend. And when I say my best friend, it's like, okay, if I won the lottery, I would pay her car note. And her mortgage. I would pay that shit off because she is somebody I know unconditionally, you know, has had my back, you know what I'm saying, since we met. And we actually tried to date for a minute, but like I said, I met her right after I got separated, so I wasn't, like, open to relationships. And so it didn't, you know, it wasn't kicking like that. But, like I say, after that ended, we just stayed so cool. And she is the coolest person I have ever really met in my life. I mean, if I could put her personality on some Hispanic or Asian chick that I'm trying to fall in love with.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, there you have it. I mean, he just broke it down. So getting back to the haters thing. Now, that is something that apparently is relatively prevalent on these Facebook pages and stuff like that. For example, I know of two situations. One, where a woman in, like, real life was dating somebody and then found out that he was cheating or whatever, and found out who the woman was, found the name, went to her page. Apparently on her page she had something that indicated another site, some sort of business site or something, a professional site, went there and got all her digits, email, everything, and started launched a campaign on her. That's one story. The other story is something more recently that happened to me where somebody just... this is the first and only time that anything like this happened to me. Twice in my lifetime it happened. And this most recent one was where somebody just sent me a message on Facebook and asked me whether or not I was dating a certain gentleman that was on my Facebook page. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, what the fuck? I don't even know you. You don't know me. And why are you asking me this question? And what do you know about me that would make you think? You know what I mean?
Right.
So I found that situation disturbing, to say the least. All I did was I just ignored it. I didn't respond at all.
Well, you know what?
I did contact the individual who was the subject of the inquiry. And the other situation where it was kind of like a hater thing, I guess, wasn't really a Facebook situation, was where a woman broke into the dude's computer and took down all the people that he had on his MSN Messenger. And then she sent out this outrageous shit, which then escalated to threats. Et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, again, I did nothing. I did not respond, and I contacted the individual. They ended up actually going to the police. So, yeah, I mean, you got some crazy-ass women out there that can use these social sites for a whole lot of hating.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, I know, for instance, you have to be careful of whatever you put on the internet, because once it's out there for eternity. You post a photo. I mean, I post a photo the first time I set up, what is it called? This is how much I can remember because I never do it. Tweet, the Twitter page. When I first opened it, when it first came out, I got all these texts or whatever from friends saying, you know, do this. That's just too complicated for me. I'm not going tweeting every minute, not even every month. And when I first put it, set it up, my photo's there. So I went looking for a relative online, someone who I had not saw in probably about 6 years, a cousin of mine. And I actually found him through free internet sites, through free sites, just with his name. I found his wife. Mind you, I never knew he was married, okay? But this female's name was always connected to him, and it showed where he was in two different cities, and I know he was in the military, and he was definitely in those cities. So after finding the number, I called, because I got this all for free, mind you, telling me the city in which he lives, listed phone number, all this information that would surprise most people, what their average earnings are, just a whole bunch of things that would totally surprise, it surprised me. So after finding this out on this person, I did the search with my own name. Lo and behold, the photo that I first put up on the Twitter page, mind you, I took it off within probably, maybe a month, that photo was on there as one of the people in my name. So, I mean, it was there. And I'm like, how the hell did they get that photo? And that's the only place I knew that photo was at. So by doing just a free search, I found my picture. Granted, I found information pertaining to me as well. And it really surprised me. But, I mean, back to the subject, I know there are so many issues with people who, not just hating, but I know hating is definitely an issue. I have a friend who, because her photo, she set up this, I believe it was Facebook. Someone took her photo, just copied the photo, and set up a new page with her picture, sent messages to all the friends in her book, in her whatever you call it, I guess her book or whatever, all her friends cursing them out, all kinds of nonsense, okay? And this was all because of a guy that the two of them liked in common. And the female didn't know about the other girl, but she apparently found out about her and started spewing all kinds of craziness, set up an entirely new Facebook page with her picture. And she had gotten access to her page through a friend.
See, you've kind of brought us back to the subject, which is this whole issue of Facebook and security and how things get out there. In fact, I just realized that, there was a situation today. I went to a barbecue today, and they had called me earlier in the week and had invited me, and I realized yesterday that I somehow misplaced the address, so I needed the address and the directions. And so I called them yesterday. They didn't return my call, so this morning I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe they didn't get the message, whatever. Let me just go on and Google them, right? So I type in the male's name, and lo and behold, what comes up is his father passed away 2 years ago. Everything about his father. And so tonight, and they did eventually call me, give me directions, so forth and so on. And then when I was at the barbecue, I said, yeah, well, you know, I tried to Google you, but there was nothing. There was just your, you know, what you do for a living, et cetera, et cetera. But there was stuff on there about your dad. And the whole family was just shocked. They're like, what? And I said, yeah. There were like two entries and they had no clue, and they said they're going to Google it tonight because they have no clue how that could have gotten on the internet. The most we could figure out is that maybe when the obituary was posted in the newspaper,
yeah,
somehow some site picks up these.
Anytime anything's in the news press.
But the site doesn't have a name like of an obituary, or it doesn't,
wow,
like it's not linked to the newspaper where they put the obituary.
Wow.
Nothing. So they're going to kind of look into it. They found it very, very interesting. So that's the thing, you know. Wow, like all this information. Now, I don't know how I've managed to escape it, but if you type in Lady Taz, you'll find me. But if you type in my real name, there's nothing about me, and I don't know how I've managed to escape the bullet.
We're going to be grateful. Because when I am,
I had
told you one time before, I don't like leaving my fingerprints on the net. I learned that lesson a few years ago when I was doing some political activism. After I had done what I had done with a partner of mine, he calls me up one day, or he emails me, I forget which, and he tells me, take a look at this site. So I go over there, it's a forum. There's 8 pages of lies, primarily about him and the organization that we started as a result of trying to get a certain candidate elected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I emailed back to him. I said, this is so funny, and I'm glad it's all about you and not me.
Yeah, but once it's out there, it's out there, and people have to really be careful about what they're putting on the internet. And, I mean, if you think about it, someone who's your friend today who you have on Facebook, and they may be someone you've known for years, if anything happens between the two of you years down the line and all of a sudden they're mad at you, there's no telling what information they would take from you.
Right.
Granted, they could do that anyways, but things that are on your page and just misconstrue situations, I mean, as far as Facebook goes, I know there are people who lost their jobs in the, like, police force. I know a local police officer here, sheriff department, actually. She lost her job because of the raunchy photos on Facebook. And apparently they're warned.
But that's stupidness. That's really stupid to post, you know, raunchy. Well, I know people do it. But
well, I mean, it was kind of provocative, but it wasn't like she was naked. But in the eyes of, I guess, the sheriff, he didn't find it appropriate, and apparently they signed some type of waiver regarding it, and they're warned about it. There was a school teacher as well, who was fired by something similar. And her issue actually wasn't that she... how did that one go? It was something to do with her being actually getting pregnant before having her wedding, and the information was posted on the Facebook, and she actually worked at a private school that was some kind of Christian based. They fired her because that was morally wrong of her. I mean, there's so many different areas. I mean, people post so much information. I work for a subsidized housing program, and there are people at other agencies. I just recently went to a conference who they will do searches for clients' names and read things about them if their pages are open. So I guess some people can, they choose to leave their pages open. They don't care who see it. So be it. But they are leaving so much personal information there that they end up getting themselves caught.
Right. And I mean, we're living in a different era now. I mean, for example, you know, couples will make sex tapes or whatever, you know, married couples, and then they get divorced. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, the tape is all over the internet or, you know, whatever. Like, I mean, you know, you really got to be smart about it.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Yeah, but you know what? Taz is
exactly
right. If you're in a position of responsibility and you're even putting up semi-nude, semi-provocative pictures, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
But the point is, people do these things without thinking. Even some were, I remember a guy, another officer, I don't think it was in my county, but in the state of Florida, it was like a prank, and it was something posted, I want to say, to YouTube, and he was in the clip. So because of, I guess, the inappropriateness of their actions, now this was a prank. He was fired.
Well,
I mean, so when you're talking about the internet, it just is every aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, but again, if you're in a position of responsibility, you're pulling pranks or you're trying to be a woman trying to be Marilyn Monroe and you're a teacher or a police officer, you can claim, you know, that, violation of my First Amendment rights, unless you're in Canada. You don't have any rights if you're in Canada. You know that.
You must be kidding.
That little country up there called Canada.
Ah, yeah. Fighting words. You just really want to.
Hey,
you want to get
actually,
fire started under my ass. I can see that.
Actually, you don't have any rights in America neither.
That's true.
We have more rights than you guys do.
Yeah, you no, you don't.
Sure, we do.
But the whole thing is that you can't do that kind of stuff and expect to, you know, retain any type of respectability. If you're showing some cleavage, and if you're a cop trying to do a prank, you're an idiot. Especially
he was just in the clip. He was in the clip. He wasn't the one pulling the prank.
Oh, he wasn't. Oh, well,
no.
Oh.
But because he was present, he was fired.
Well,
oh, that's,
I would
oh.
say there's some sort of violation of rights there. I mean,
yeah,
really.
So would I.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're not purposely supposed to be filmed in uniform without permission.
He wasn't in uniform.
Oh, then shit, he got a case on their ass then.
Yeah.
Nigga, I wasn't even on duty. Come on now.
Well, none of them were on duty when any of these things happened.
But see, the clause that gets you, we have it as lawyers and probably police officers do too, and is a clause that they put when we become whatever we are. So, for example, when you take your oath or whatever, you become a lawyer, there's a clause that governs us that says you can be dismissed or you can lose your license as a lawyer for conduct unbecoming. Which is really broad, because nobody ever defines what is conduct unbecoming.
Right.
And
yeah, it's called
so,
Catch-22 in the military.
Pardon?
I said in the military, it's called Catch-22. Because, I went up for a few office hours in court-martial, and they could never find me guilty. So they would always get me for act unbecoming a Marine, which means I get 45-day restriction or some bullshit like that. But they could never get me for what they was trying to get me for.
You was just a bad boy all around. That's what it sounds like to me.
No, I was not bad.
Huh?
I wasn't bad. I just don't. Some rules just ain't rules. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I just thought of something. Taz.
Yes?
I own you.
Excuse me?
I own you.
Excuse me?
Conduct unbecoming. Listen to these archives. I think I own her now.
Okay, oh, I'd really like to know how you leapt to that conclusion.
Well, you know, if it's that broad, I mean, Jesus. I'm sure if you listen to some of the stuff you say, and it can get you in trouble. This is the internet.
Yeah, you know, but the problem, Joe, and the thing that you're not taking into account is nobody would dare come at me for the shit that I say, right? Because I would just blow it up so big, right, that they'd be like, everybody would be running for cover. So I'm never fearful of the things that I say. Never, ever fearful. And I appreciate what you're saying, yeah. There are things that I've said on this show that somebody could potentially come at me and say, oh, like, that's inappropriate. Yeah, really? According to like, nah, you wouldn't want to take me on.
Hey, I be telling people that too. I be telling people all the time, man, the shit I say on my phone, I am so surprised that a fucking black SUV ain't pulled up and snatched my ass yet.
Yeah, but see, you're not, but see, you're not in a position of responsibility. I mean, if you want to go that far, too, you can take a look at, you know, how about the stuff that I've said when you and I were on PZ shows or when I was on other shows. I mean, everybody on Blog Talk has done some kind of shit some way or another, but...
Oh,
if
sure.
you're gonna, yeah, but if you're gonna be in a particular profession where they have that kind of law, where they can just dismiss you for hard, you know, for any reason whatsoever.
Mm. Well, right. Like for example, I would never, given sort of the things that I have said, okay, be it on my show or other shows where I've been a guest, I would never, for example, try to become a politician. Oh my God, I'd be like, you know, torched, flamed, and
right.
you'd have
you know,
5 minutes of campaign.
Shot.
Yeah.
yeah.
You just have 5 minutes of campaign.
Exactly right. I mean, but I already knew that the political arena was not my thing because I did give it a shot one time, and I said, oh, hell no, this is so not for me. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, you have to sort of know when you're saying things, well, where could it be potentially... You know, misconstrued, or who's going to misconstrue it?
Or misconstrued, or lies about. Like I said, when I was politically active years ago, 8 pages in a forum of threads of lies about myself, the organization, primarily the partner. And, you know, that's why, you know, you should always have a discerning view about whatever you read in newspapers, because you never know whether, not just the editorials, but whether or not the reporter actually reporting the facts as facts.
Of course.
Oh, no. Let me tell you. Oh, no, no, no. Nothing you read in the newspaper is true. Nothing you see on the news reports on TV is true. And let me tell you how I know this. Because as a lawyer, I will do cases. And then all of a sudden, I find myself in the newspaper, and it says, Ms. Colby said, blah, 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 and then dot, 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 and another little segment of what I said. And so what they do is they distort it, and I've actually had, I remember this one case very vividly, where my family, friends, everybody was calling me up in arms. They couldn't believe that I had said what the paper said I said. I did not, well, okay, I did say those words, but not, they were taken out of context.
Right.
And when you heard the entire statement, then you go, oh, okay, now I understand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you cannot, and same thing, like, for example, when I was back in the day of the O.J. Simpson case, I used to tape during the day the whole trial. So I'd be in court, and then I would come home at night or whatever, I'd watch a little clip of the news, and then I'd actually watch the trial itself, and boy, did they ever misrepresent what happened in court.
Yeah, you know what, I always thought Judge Zito, Vito, Lito, whatever his name was.
Ito.
You know, I always thought he got a bad rap. I always thought he was fair.
Absolutely he was.
You know, he gave
Absolutely.
Both sides their time in chambers whenever they wanted it.
But,
I always,
right. But you got to realize, when it comes to the media, it's always biased. They take a side, especially depending on who owns that paper. They take sides, and they will misconstrue whatever is befitting to them. Now, there's some information that is true, but there, you know, when it becomes a hot topic, chances are the bulk of it is not true because it's all biased, and they're
the
always taking things out of context.
The only thing that be true is what sports team won at it.
Yeah.
Or if it's something innocent, like, you know, somebody saved a dying, you know, a cat in a tree or something crazy, just, you know, that may be true, and they'll probably get the person's name wrong, but the events and the actions were correct.
Right.
You know, it's just funny.
Especially with respect to political things,
it's always biased.
You know, you cannot believe anything you read. Like I said, had I not
read or hear
every minute, right, if I had not taped every minute of that trial, I would have walked away with a completely different perspective. If I had just gone by what I read in the newspaper or what, you know, was on the five-minute clip in the evening news. And it just was astounding to me. And then when they were doing it to me, I actually got very angry at this one reporter here in Toronto, And absolutely, I mean, they were chasing me through the tunnels of the courthouse down below because I just absolutely refused to speak to him. And I went into a rage one time. So, of course, you know, there's this big picture of me, like, flying in a rage and, you know, whatever. He was an asshole. He was a fucking asshole. It didn't matter what I said or how I said it or how carefully I wanted to say it. He managed to twist it and turn it and turn it into something that it was not.
It's called editing.
And so, as far as I was concerned, there was just going to be no further conversation.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, when it comes to... especially political things like what Joe was talking about, people will always attack it from whatever perspective, from the side that they want to be in favor of. And unfortunately, in the time that we live within, and I'm not sure that it's just of today, I think this is something that's always existed, most people are very lazy, and they solely rely on what they hear on the news, and they choose candidates in political situations based on what they've heard on the news. They never take the time to try and find out the facts for themselves. I mean, there's been so many campaigns. I'm one, I try to read, I try to go to that candidate's site and try to find out what their views are, as opposed to just taking everything that I hear on the news or what I've read in the paper, because I'm not going to wholeheartedly believe that. But there's people who become fanatics about what they hear on the news and will argue with you on every point that they've heard as opposed to ever looking into it for themselves. So most, I know, especially here, they're just lazy and, you know, fear-driven. I mean, for instance, I mean, there's just so many things here that has happened, and fear is the number one way to incite people, you know, get them all on their side.
That's the American way, really, because you got to think about it. Back in, what, 1950s, they actually had you thinking that you would be safe if they dropped an atomic bomb and you got under the desk.
Oh, I know.
You know,
that's what I said. I know it's not of just today.
Well, I was surprised by a poll that I heard. I think.
Hey, hold on. Hey, is everybody having the same problem with her? When it sounds like she real low, then she start getting louder.
Who?
You. Because everybody else sound normal to me, but you sound like you real far away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. It's a landline, so I'm not sure.
Okay, now you sound good. Now you sound good. You sound good now.
Oh, okay. All right. What I was going to say is I just saw a poll just a couple of days ago, I think it was, that one out of every four Americans still believes that Barack Obama is a Muslim.
And three out of four of them believe that he should have fixed everything in 3 months.
Yeah, three out of four of them believe he's the cause for the condition of this country. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. No matter who, I mean, not to get into all of that, but no matter who's in office, it's going to be a struggle, no matter who's there.
Well, yeah, and especially in these economic times, I mean,
of
course. Like, I mean, you know.
Of course.
We haven't heard from Sean for a little while. He's been sitting back kind of quiet today. Come on, Sean. What do you have
you
to say?
You playing with your puppy?
Yeah, three out of four of them believe he's a cause for the oh, goodness. I think he might have deserted. Sean? Okay, he is not with us. He's on the board, but I don't know why he's not responding.
I'm here.
Oh. Well, I kept saying, Sean, John, what the hell? What are you doing?
I have
don't answer
mouth.
That. I don't even want to know. Huh?
Why are you talking about Obama now?
Right.
I was listening
you know
to the speakers. Oh, good. I'm glad because I always
hear. Listen, just for you folks out there in internet land, Barack is not the reason why we're having the type of economy that we're having.
Yes, he is.
No, it's not.
Yes,
because
is.
No, it's not. And I'm explaining to you why it's not. Because when you had George Bush in office 4 years ago, anything that he did or made or whatever laws he passed or whatever he did to get the things the way he wanted it, we're feeling it now. Whatever Barack is doing, we're not going to feel that until the next 2-3 years.
Nope. Here's what happened.
Okay, you know what, guys? I'm going to have to cut you off because I don't want to have a political debate, not on this show. We can do an hour on political debate if Joe is willing to come back, and then you can debate, you know. But I'll tell you, Joe, I'm pretty confident in this, there'll probably be 1, 2, 3, 4 against one.
Oh, yeah, well, you need about 20 more for it to be fair.
Wow. Check you out.
What, 20 more? 20 more against Barack for it to be fair? Because that's the only way.
No. It'd be 20 more for Barack in order to be fair against me.
Wrong answer.
Nah, good answer.
Hey, hold on. Don't get me wrong. I really could care less because I don't like politics, period. Okay? So, I mean, whether I look at it like you get one criminal for another criminal. That's just my opinion of it.
Well, you're right
really
there.
I can really care less, but
politics is extremely important. Politics affects the air you breathe, the shoes you buy, the man or the woman you marry. You'd be surprised how influential politics
is. Definitely is important, but no president is totally in control.
Nope.
One president that has been in office is in control.
And he could never have made the promises he made.
No candidate should, if that's the case. I have a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
I have a funny story
only
of something.
We've only got 2 minutes in the show. Are you going to be able to get it to us in 1 minute?
I was taking it back to Facebook.
Okay, because before we end the show, I just wanted to say to Joe, you had mentioned on a show that we should do a show on what was it, hurtful love or unhealthy love.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of having that next week, so do you think you could join us?
Well, sure. I mean, if I remember, absolutely, because I don't want to promise something and not fulfill the promise. So.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, you know, if you'd be willing to give Lady Taz your email, she'd be able to send you a reminder, but we'll just let that go for now. Go ahead, Renee. You're gonna take us out in the last few minutes. What did you want to say? It's 1 minute remaining. Go ahead.
Well, speaking of idiots on Facebook, there was this guy. I found a funny clip when I was looking, and he is in Australia and decided to post a note that he was skipping out on his job that day. The job that he held, typically, if you're just off a day claiming to be sick, they wouldn't have you return a note. Well, after viewing his Facebook page, I guess someone in the office, they made him bring a note, and he was arguing, and it showed all the notes back and forth on the internet site I was looking at, and it was just very hilarious. So you need to be careful of what you post on Facebook and any other site.
Absolutely. I totally agree that you have to be very careful what you post. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next week, the plan is to do a show on unhealthy love. And Joe had commented that he knew a lot about unhealthy love. So, hopefully he'll come back and be able to share that with us. Okay, take care, everybody, and we'll see you next Sunday, 9 o'clock, our new time slot, 9 p.m. Good night.